Well, hello, this is Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with my dear friend, Babbie Mason, again.
Hello, dear friend.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Coming together to speak hope to women today.
Yes.
And the topic we want to talk about today, Babbie, is one I know that you and I have had quite a bit of discussion about, and what it really means to press on.
Yeah.
When times are really tough. Whether it's in our life, with our health, or with our friendships, or with our past,
yeah.
Or with our relationship, marriages or children. You know, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, as godly women, how do we continue moving forward? How do we continue believing? How do we continue to press on? We see so many places in the scriptures where Jesus encourages us to keep our eyes fixed and focused on Him, right? To watch for Him. We see in the book of Philippians how Paul is continually encouraging the church in Philippi. These are believers. These are professing Christians. So today we want to talk to our listeners who know Jesus, who have been walking with Jesus, and maybe are at a time right now to where God's asking them to press on.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Peggy, there is a beautiful passage in the book of Philippians that talks about pressing, about pressing towards the mark. I want to read it.
Okay.
From the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. And it says this, brethren, I count, this is the apostle Paul speaking, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Mm. Now that's a lot.
Yes.
And it's a lot of lofty language, mm-hmm. but I want us to try to reduce that down into bite-sized pieces that we can digest.
Yeah.
What does that look like, Dr. Peggy? You live a wonderful life of leadership. You're a woman that's on the forefront, but I know that comes with a high price.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with a lot of cost. Mm-hmm. What does that look like to press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ? What does that mean?
You know, for me, Babbie, this is a passage that I've looked at for many, many years. I've really studied it. I've wanted to grasp what was going on. God has brought me to this passage several times. When I'm thinking about the whole book itself and Paul writing to the church there in Philippi, and again, these believers there in that city, and people were looking at them, and Paul was encouraging them to continue a life that's going to draw others to Christ. And so the Lord would speak to my heart when I would read this passage, pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, this is a passage where we want God to continue to transform our lives. And places in my life, in my early walk with the Lord, for me, that was in areas of forgiveness, where I had to forgive people in my past. I had to forgive, you know, a stepfather. I had to forgive a boyfriend. I had to forgive an ex-husband. I had to forgive a pastor. And those are really hard places for me. Those are things that sometimes with unforgiveness, you feel like you have power when you withhold forgiveness. Because if people, if I forgive, then that gives you the right to hurt me again. Potential, you can hurt me again. So this particular passage would speak to my pressing on toward the goal of becoming more like Jesus. And I see Christ, I think we are most like Jesus when we are forgiving. Because Christ on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we are most being transformed when we're willing to let down our self-protection, if you will, and allow God to heal our hearts and to forgive those who have hurt us. It's not easy. It's not a one-time thing. But I would pray this prayer. I would take my thought captive of things that have happened to me and things that would trigger when somebody would say something to me. And I would take that thought of someone hurting me and wanting to hold a grudge or withholding forgiveness of them hurting me, and I would replace it with this passage.
Mm.
You know, I want to press on toward the goal of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So I want to be a woman who looks more like Christ. And for me, that's forgiveness.
In verse 13, the Apostle Paul says, I count it not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Mm-hmm. So the Apostle Paul tells us that it is possible to forget. Yeah. You know, I hear people say, hey, I can forgive you, but I'll never forget what you did to me. Mm-hmm. And the Apostle Paul is saying, we even, through the help of the Holy Spirit, we even have the power to forget. Mm-hmm. And I know that personally. I have experienced that in my own life, mm-hmm. in my own relationship, my own marriage, that God will give us the ability to actually forget how much it hurt. Mm-hmm. He will give us the ability to forget the sting of whatever caused our pain. Mm-hmm. He may even allow us to forget the entire incident. I've seen him do it.
Yes, me too.
I've seen him do it in my relationships. You know, in 37 years of marriage, there's a lot of water under that bridge.
Sure.
And some of those waters have been troubled. Mm-hmm. But God gives us the ability to forget and forgive. And somehow in his holy ability, he replaces the pain with compassion. Mm-hmm. Because I realize that two people have been wounded in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said things to him and he said things to me and we've both wounded one another. And the Holy Spirit, he replaces the pain with compassion
mm-hmm.
for one another.
Exactly. And it's not an easy thing, but what I see Paul doing here is takes great humility.
Great humility.
Just remembering that my sins before God in Psalm 103, he says, as far as the east is from the west, he remembers my sin no more. I mean, God does that for me. So I know that through Christ, I can do that for others. I can't do it my own humanness with some of the things that have happened, but I do know that through Christ I can. And I have to choose to forget that and pray for the Lord. And I've used much of my pain in counseling with women who are coming in with that pain as an example of what, you know, my reference to be able to relate to what they're going through. But it's not the sting of the pain that I had before the forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
you know. So helping them walk through that and realizing every single day, as far as the east is from the west, God remembers my sin no more.
You mentioned the words of Christ when he was on the cross
mm-hmm.
and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that in words that I've spoken, in things I've said or committed to others that I've wounded,
mm-hmm.
that I've hurt,
I
know that ultimately I've wounded the heart of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I hurt him in those words that I spoke.
Yeah.
He has such compassion
mm-hmm.
on us. He said to the Father, Father, forgive Babby.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such compassion.
Exactly.
There's so much love in his understanding for our weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to live a life that is pleasing to him.
Mm-hmm.
And because I do, I want to keep short accounts.
Yes, me too.
I want to keep short accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the Holy Spirit convicts my heart
mm-hmm.
of something that I've done, something that I said, immediately, I want to be obedient. This is where it gets so hard
mm-hmm.
to go to my husband, even when I know I'm right
mm-hmm.
sometimes,
mm-hmm.
or when I know I'm wrong and pride gets in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I heard somebody say that the letter that's in the middle of P-R-I-D-E is I.
Right?
There's I right in the middle of pride.
Yes, yes.
But to swallow my pride and go to my husband and say, look, I was wrong,
mm-hmm.
or forgive me, mm-hmm. even when I know in my heart, I was right in
mm-hmm.
some situations,
mm-hmm.
but to still be the one to make the first move.
Yeah. Yeah.
To still be the one to, because ultimately it is Christ that we want to please.
Yes. Yeah.
It is Christ who we want to bring glory. We don't want to bring shame to his name.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to keep short accounts with him. But I thank God that as he was on that cross, he was praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
He was praying for me.
Exactly. Me too. The ultimate foundation, I think, here is that we have to consider everything else rubbish or a loss compared to the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. So Christ has to be what we live for, not our health, not our jobs, not our husbands or our wives or our prosperity. It's about Jesus and what he thinks and how are we serving him. And we have the wonderful gift of repentance, right? 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So we have an opportunity every day to confess our sins before the Lord, have him cleanse us, and continue, like Paul said, to press on toward the goal, to keep going, even if you've fallen.
That's right. He's the God of the second chance and the third chance, and as many chances as we need to get it right. And I'm so glad that his grace is still amazing.
Me too, my friend. Me too. Yeah. So, Lord, we just thank you for this truth that we have from your word, that you have not forgotten us. And we want to press on today, God, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We want lives that are fully transformed for you, Lord. So if there's anyone that's listening today and maybe has some unforgiveness in her heart and she's struggling with really forgiving someone in her life, I pray, God, that you would reveal yourself to her, Lord. You will show her from the scriptures, from the word. You'll bring to her memory by the power of your spirit all that you've taught her, and that she would be willing to just release that grip that she has, whether because of fear or doubt or whatever, and that she'd be able to forgive. And today, Lord, may you just envelop her in your love, pour out your love over her, and may she walk freely today in the goodness and grace of God. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Babbie, for being with us today.
Always good to be with you, my friend.
We'll talk to you soon.